Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf hey. We left off in daf kuf dalet amud beis. We are holding. We're going to start again from Amar Rava on the second medium-sized line. Kuf dalet amud beis. Amar Rava, second medium-sized line. Amar Rava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kala meitzik liYisrael inu ayef. Anyone who tortures Klal Yisrael, who is bad to Klal Yisrael, is not going to become tired. They're always going to have endless energy in order to persecute us. Lo alechem kalavre derech. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikan lekubalnu min haTorah. This is a source for the idea of kuvlana from the Torah. What does kuvlana mean? So Rashi says, kishadam odia tzar lacher tzarech shiyomer lo tavuzos lecha kamo shabai elai. When a person lets his tzar be known to another person, he has to make sure to say, and this shouldn't happen to you like it happened to me. Because sometimes when you speak to another person and you tell the person about your tzar, the person might get the impression that you're saying that it should happen to him as well. So you have to make sure that he knows that you don't want it to happen to him, that it's you're only expressing your own tzar, something that happened to you, lest you think that that's inappropriate to do. So that's why the pasuk says, lo aleichem kol avrei derech, that it's appropriate to say, and this shouldn't happen to you. Rashi has a different pshat, two other pshatim. Lishna achrina lekuvlanak sheishal tzari yodiyah l'rabim kuvlanat tza'aka, that when a person has tzari, he shouldn't hold it all up inside, he should share it with other people. And that's where Yaakov Emden associates this comment with the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin that says Mishu b'tzar yodia tzaro l'rabim v'yivakshu alav rachamim, that when you're suffering, when you're struggling, you should share it with other people so that they could be mevakesh rachamim, they could daven for you. And then Rashi has a third pshat, lishna achrina neged demitargaminan kavel ka adam shomer lechaveru lo kenegdecha ani omer, that a person should say to his friend, I'm not saying this about you, I'm just saying this in general. Says Gemara Vayter, first very wide line, kol avrei derech, amrav amr mamrav asuuni ka avrei aldas, that Yerushalayim says, I have been made like those who violate the law. Deal with Sodom, because when it comes to Sodom, who violated every law, it says Vashem himtir al Sodom, God rained down on Sodom fire. Vilu b'Yerushalayim k'siv, and b'Yerushalayim it also says Mimarim shalach eish b'atzmosai v'yiradna, right? That also God rained down fire. Uksiv aigdal avon basami mechata Sodom, and it says that Yerushalayim's sins were greater than the sins of Sodom. So frak the Gemara, well, wait a second. If Yerushalayim's sins were greater than the sins of Sodom, v'chimasu panim yesh b'davar, is God gonna show favor to Yerushalayim if Yerushalayim should have been overturned like Sodom was overturned? If you look at Rashi on the top on the left, v'chimasu panim yesh b'davar. If Yisrael was worse than Sodom, why weren't they overturned like Sodom? Lashonach Rashi says, "V'chimasu panim yesh b'davar tasum k'siv Hashem himtir hu ba'atzmo v'ha'cha k'siv shalach alidei shliach." That by Sodom it says Hashem was himtir. Over here it says by Yerushalayim shalach, that he only sent a shliach to go be mamtir. And we had machlokas rishonim earlier, a couple of dapim ago, which is worse, to have Hashem do it himself or to have Hashem do it through a shliach? But either way, Amar Rav Amar Rav Yochanan, midi yisei raisi b'Yerushalayim shlo aisa b'Sodom. It was an extra measure that Yerushalayim had that Sodom did not. Dilu b'Sodom k'siv, hinei zeh haya avon Sodom, achosech ga'on savat alechem v'yad ani ve'evyon lo hechzika, that Sodom did not give anything, no matter how much success they had. They never shared it with other people, they never gave anything to the poor man. V'ilu b'Yerushalayim k'siv, yidei nashim rachmanios b'shli yaldehen. And by Yerushalayim it says that the hands of merciful women cooked their own children. So Rashi has two pshatim of what the Gemara is trying to convey over here. The first pshat is that it's trying to tell us that Yerushalayim was not punished as badly as Sodom was by being overturned, because at least they were nashim rachmanios. At least the women were merciful. What does it mean they were merciful? They were cooking their children. So Rashi says, well, at least when they cooked their children and they had a meal, they invited their friends to the meal. They invited other people who were also hungry to partake of the meal with them, which Sodom never would have done such a thing, to share with other people. Then Rashi has a different pshat. No, well, we're not saying that they didn't deserve as bad a punishment because they were merciful. We're saying that they were punished worse. We often think the worst punishment is to be killed, to be wiped out. Well, is there a worse punishment than to have to kill your own children? That's the worst punishment, that these Nashim Rachmanios were in such dire straits that they were mevashel their own children. Sila kalavirei Hashem b'kirbi. Again, the Gemara is just continuing to darshan psukim in the first parak of Eicha. So the pasuk says that all the strong ones of God were trampled in my midst. Ka'adam shomer lechaveru nifsala matbe'azu. It's like a person saying to his friend that this coin is no longer a viable coin. That sila, it's been crushed. Patsu alecha pihem. They jeered at him. They mocked him. Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shil mahiktim pela ayin. Wait a second. Why is there a pay pasuk over here? The Gemara says after samach should have come a pasuk that begins with ayin, not pay. Why does pay come before ayin? So in Eicha, throughout Eicha, we try to the Gemara understands that there's an attempt to relate to the cause of Eicha, which is the Meraglim. So b'shvil Meraglim. So that's a hint to the Meraglim that they said with their mouths what they did not see with their eyes. Now the point is not that they lied; everything they said was truthful, but that they said with their mouths what they didn't see with their eyes, meaning they didn't just report; they editorialized also, and they said we're not going to be able to do it, we're not going to be able to win. Pasha Pshat, I think that's what it means, right? Otherwise, it's not Shedibru Sheker, or anything like that. And everything they said was true. It's just that they then editorialized. They then said, and this therefore means we have to draw the following conclusions, that we're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and win or anything like that. So that was the problem. Those who eat up my nation eat bread, and they don't call out to God. So what's that about? That an unusual curse the nations of the world. Only when they ate Jewish bread did they enjoy it. They wouldn't enjoy any of their own bread. And that obviously encourages them to want to take Jewish bread away and to want to persecute us. Hashem lo kara'u. And who is Hashem lo kara'u going on? Is that going on the Gaim or is that on us? So says Gemara, Rav Amar Elu Adayanim. That's referring to Jewish judges. Ushmol Amar Elu Melamdei Tinokos. It's referring to Melamdei Tinokos, meaning the people who we look to for spiritual leadership and the people who are most supposed to call out to God and to connect to God, they're going to be the ones that are going to, that Hashem lo kara'u, that are not going to call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the ultimate course. Not only are we going to be in a bad position spiritually, we're going to have no one to turn to. Our teachers, who are supposed to be these paradigms, are supposed to be Kamala Hashem Tzvakos, are going to be people who have no Shaychus. Mimanan. So now the Gemara takes a step back and says, wait a second. We started this parak with a list of people who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Who sent us that list? How do we know that list? Where does a human being come off knowing who gets into Olam Haba and who doesn't get into Olam Haba? So Amar Rav Ashi, Anshei Knesset HaGadol Manum. The Anshei Knesset HaGadol were the ones that listed these people, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Ruach HaKodesh to know. Amar Rav Yidam Rav, Bikshu Oldim Nos Echad. They wanted to count another person on the list also. Now the Gemara doesn't identify the person, but it's obvious from the discussion of the person that it's Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara just doesn't want to say it explicitly because it's not nice to even say it explicitly. So they wanted to put Shlomo HaMelech on the list of people that don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Bud must yukno shalav v'nishtach l'fneim v'lo shkichola. So the image of David HaMelech came and begged them not to put Shlomo on the list, and they didn't listen. But ish min ha-shamayim v'lacha, ish misav salayim v'lo shkichola. A heavenly fire came down and burnt their benches that they were sitting on. They didn't listen. Yatza baskal v'amr lahem chazisa ish mahir b'malachto l'fneim v'lachim yisyatsev bal yisyatsev v'nechashuchim. A baskal came out and said, you see such a man, have you ever seen such a man who's so diligent in his work? He stands in front of kings and he does not stand in front of chashuchim, the darkened people. Misha hikdim, so what's that about? So the Gemara explains. Misha hikdim beisi lebeiso, the man who put my house in front of his own house. Shlomo HaMelech had two projects that he had to take care of. He had to take care of building a Beis HaMikdash and he had to take care of building his own incredible palace. The Navi describes both in great detail. Which one did he do first? He first took care of the bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he took care of his own house. And he was so much more diligent in taking care of building the Beis HaMikdash, he built it in a matter of 7 years, whereas his own house, it took 13 years for him to build. He should stand in front of kings. He shouldn't be stuck in Gehenim, standing with chashuchim, with darkened ones. He should be the one standing in front of the good kings. He should be in Olam Haba. So the Baskel, that's what the Baskel said. And still the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were unimpressed. They didn't listen. They still wanted to include Shlomo in our Mishnah. Yatza Baskel v'amra. Finally, a Baskel comes out and says, Hamei imchi shal melech kima asta? Is it your decision that you decide to despise Shlomo HaMelech and not put him on the list? Ki atativchar veloni, do you choose who goes to Olam Haba? And not I, says the Baskal, obviously speaking on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that was it. Then they couldn't include Shlomo Melech, because it's not their decision, it's God's decision. Now, our Mishnah assumes that there are several people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. The Darshei Rishumos used to say, everybody has a chelik in Olam Haba, even all the people listed in our Mishnah. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Li Gilad, Vili Menashe, Ephraim Ozro, she Ephraim is a stronghold of my head, Yehuda Mechokaka, Yehuda is the lawgiver, Moav Sir Rachzi, Moav has the wash basin, or is my wash basin, Al Edom Ashlichna Ali, and I will throw my lock or shoe, depending on which translation you go with, on Edom, Alai Pelesha Hisro Ai, and I will befriend the Pelesha's. So Li Gilad. So the Gemara is going to darshan each phrase. Li Gilad Ze Achav Shenafal Baramos Gilad. That's a reference to Achav and Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying he's mine, meaning he's going to go to Olam Haba. Menashe Kemashmao. Menashe it says Li Menashe means Menashe. Ephraim Oz Roshi Ze Yeravam Dekasi Me Ephraim. That's a reference to Yeravam. It comes from descends from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokakai Ze Achitofel Dekasi. Yehuda. That must be a reference to Achitofel, who descends from Yehuda. How do we know he descends from Yehuda? Because David HaMelech speaks to him as a landsman. He says, "Yira alufay miyoda'ai," meaning you're my relative, and David HaMelech is from Yehuda. So obviously Achitofel is also from Yehuda. Moav sir rachatzi zegechazi shalak al iske rechitza. That's Gechazi, who was punished on issues of rechitza, meaning that he had tzara'a, so he had to constantly bathe himself, Gechazi, because of his tzara'as. That was his punishment. So the Mefarshim point out that it has nothing to do with Moav, though. So some say Moav is part of really the previous paragraph, because that relates to David HaMelech. So Achitofel was from Yehuda, like David, right, was from Yehuda, so maybe Moav belongs to the previous statement, but it doesn't seem that way in the Pasuk, certainly in terms of the way the Pasuk reads. Al Edom Ashlichna Ali, Zedorek Edomi, right, that I will throw my lock or shoe on Edom, that's a reference to Dorek Edomi. Right, Rashi says Anilo Sam Gan Eden, that it's a lock, that I'm gonna lock him up in Gan Eden. Alei Pleshes Yisroai Amr Malach Yisharis Nekarosh Baruch Ribon Shalom Im Yavod David Chargas Aplishti Vahorishes Benech Legas Ma'ata Oselo. You're gonna give the Plishtim Olam Haba? What if David comes and complains to you that after I put my life on the line to be able to knock off these Plishtim, now they're gonna go into Olam Haba? Right, Rashi says in the second skinny line, V'yitzak Lefanech Al Shata Nosin Chelik V'Dog V'Achitofel Olam Haba. That David, if he's going to claim, this isn't referring to Plishtim Mamish, if he's going to come complain, how could you let Doeg and Achitofel go to Olam Haba? Right? How are you gonna, these were his enemies. How are you going to calm David down? What are you going to tell to David? So Amar Lahen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I going to tell to David? I'll tell you. Alai La'asos and Reim Zelzeh. It's my job to make them friends with each other. Meaning, if David complains, I hate these people hate me, I'll say, yeah, well, guess what? My job is to make peace. Madua Shavva Ha'am Azeh Yerushalayim Meshuva Nitzachas. Why was Yerushalayim rebellious with Nitzachem? Normally means everlasting. Over here it must mean, it seems like an everlasting rebellion, meaning a rebellion that knows no limits, that the rebellion of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. Amar Rav, Tshuva Nitzachas Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael LeNavi. Rav says, you see from here that the Knesset Yisrael, even when being rebuked by a Navi, always had a response. We always had an answer for everything as to why we shouldn't do Tshuva. Amar LeNavi Yisrael Chizr B'Tshuva. The Navi would say to Klal Yisrael, do Tshuva. Avoseichem Shechatu Eichanim. After all, your fathers who sinned, where are they now? Obviously, they're dead. So Amr Lahen Unviechem Shalocha to Hechanheim. So Klal Yisrael always has an answer. We have a wise answer. Oh yeah, where are the Nevi'im that didn't sin? Guess what? They're also dead. Shenemar Avasechem Ayehem Vanevi'im Hala Olam Yichyu. Our fathers, where are they? And the Klal Yisrael's response is, yeah, and the Nevi'im, do they live forever? Amr Lahen Chazu Vahodu. So you see the gears over here. Either it's Avosechem or not Avosechem. If you read it Avosechem, it's as follows: that the Navi says back to Klal Yisrael that yeah, but your Avosechem, you should realize that they ultimately were moda that they should have done tshuva. They were ultimately moda that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was right. That's one way of reading it. The other way of reading it is that no, it's the very Klal Yisrael that just was not accepting the rebuke of the Navi. ultimately was chazru vahodu. They ultimately changed their mind and were moda. Shenemer achdiv dvarai v'chukai asher tivisi asavdi anaviyim megomer. Shmuel amar, Shmuel says, bo asar b'nei adam v'yashvu l'fanav. No, you know, you want to see the chutzpah of Klal Yisrael when they were rebuked and told to do tshuva, that 10 men would sit in front of Yecheskel and Navi. Amar len chizru b'tshuva. Yecheskel said, do tshuva. Amar lo, evit shemach rabu v'yishar shgir shabay l'klum yesh l'zeh alzeh klum. If an evit is sold by his master, or a woman is divorced by her husband, does the master or the husband have any tainas? As, you know, I want this from you, I want that from you. Meaning, this is the claim we've heard after the Holocaust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us, and therefore that breaks the treaty. We no longer have any obligations toward him. He divorced us by abandoning us. Amrullah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Lech Amar Lehen, go respond to them. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't just say, like the last, in the last place, it's Amar Lehen, the Navi just responded, right? It's Amar Lehen, Navi Yisrael. Over here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Navi what to respond. Makes it sound like it was too good a question for the Navi to respond himself. That the answer had to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it was taka, a very strong kasha. This is something that people struggle with a lot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, let me tell you the answer. Tell them, Ezeh Sefer Kriso Simcha Mesher Shalachtia. Where's your mother's get? Meaning, you want to say that that the Klal Yisrael has a din of a divorced woman? Let me see the get. Which of my creditors I wanted to see did I sell them off to? It's because of their own averos that they were sent away and that they were mistreated and that they suffered. It's because of your own averos, it's because of Klal Yisrael's averos that we suffer. That's not a sign of divorce. That's a sign of separation. That's a sign of I'm not talking to you right now because I'm really angry at you. But that's what happens with husbands and wives sometimes. You get into fights and then you'll make up eventually. It doesn't mean you're divorced. There's no get krisus. Why is it that both David and Nebuchadnezzar are both called by the same title? Avdi. How's that appropriate? So, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael was going to say this one day. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted to say, you should know that the one who's in control of you right now, Nebuchadnezzar, he's my Eved. And guess what? When an Eved acquires something, it really belongs to the master. So don't think that you're no longer under my jurisdiction just because you're in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. No, you're still under the jurisdiction of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Gemara Vayter now, the Gemara Darshaning Pesukim, and that which you think that's what olal ruchachem, that which you have an idea for, will never happen. That you think that we should be like the families of the earth, like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to worship Eitz and Even. God says, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with rage, I'm going to rule over you. Amr of Nachman, Kol Kiyai Ritcha Lirtach Rachman Alan Vilifrokinan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only have such anger at us and redeem us. Meaning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you think you're going to be able to worship Avodah Zarah? I'm going to redeem you so that you won't worship Avodah Zarah. He says, yeah, Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us so that we don't do any of these averos. V'yisru l'mishpat elokav yarenu. Amr Rabba Barachan Amr Lahen Novel Yisrael Chizur B'tshuva. This is the third way the conversation might have happened, which is, again, all an explanation of what it means that Klal Yisrael has an everlasting rebellion, right? That was the lashon that Meshuva Nitzachas. So the first two explanations were what Klal Yisrael answered the Navi when they said do tshuva. Now we have another response to the Navi when he said to do tshuva. Amru lo, Klal Yisrael said, Einon yichon, Yetzara shalit banu. We can't do tshuva. The Yetzara rules over us, so we have no ability to overpower it. Amru lahem, Yisru Yitzrechem. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. Yisru Yitzrechem. You're supposed to be able to defeat the Yetzara. Amru lo, Elokav Yarenu. So the Klal Yisrael responded, yeah, why don't you tell the God of the Yetzer Hara to teach him and to show him that he should be subjugated to us and that he shouldn't overpower us. So that was their response whenever they were told to do tshuva. That was their meshuva nitzachas, their everlasting rebellion. Again, their extended rebellion. Arba hediotos. Then the Mishnah listed off four hediotos, four non-kings who don't have a chelik in olam haba. Bilam v'dog v'achitofel v'gechazi. So we're going to dash in Bilam today. today. The whole daf is about Bilam, really. Bilam below Am. Bilam means he doesn't have a nation. Davaracher Bilam Shabala Am. It might also mean Shabala Am. His name means that he confused the nation, right? Bala means confused or mixed. From Lashon Belila, we have a mitzvah of Belila by the Karban Mincha, right? The idea of mixing the oil and the flour together, right? That's what the Gemara says, Talmud Bavli. Why is it called Talmud Bavli? Shabala Bakol. The Mikra Mishnah B'Talmud, that it has a mixture of Psukim, of Mishnayis, and of Gemara. That's the Lashon of Bala, of confused, of mixed together. So he confused the nation. Ben Ba'ar, Shabba al Ba'ir. He's called Ben Ba'ar, again, as we've said many times, that when you're called Ben something, sometimes it's not really your father's name, sometimes it's an expression of who you are, like a Ben Torah, a Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't mean your father's name is Torah or Olam Haba. So Ben Ba'ar, Shabba al Ba'ir, that he had Bia with the beast, and the Gemara is going to say this later on, exactly the story with his animal. Tanu hu ba'ar hu kushan rosh hasayim ulavan arami. If you assume ba'ar is a real person, so ba'ar is the same guy as kushan rosh hasayim, and that's the same guy as lavan arami. Ba'ar shabal ba'ir, he's called ba'ar, meaning we're assuming it's Bilam's father now, right, that who slept with his beast, and Bilam just followed in the family tradition, I guess. Kushan rosh hasayim da'avet shtei rishayos b'Yisrael. Kushan Rishasayim is called that because he violated two Rishayos, two evil things against Klal Yisrael, Achas b'Yimei Yaakov, Achas b'Yimei Shvod HaShoftim, one during the days of Yaakov Avinu, and one during the days of Shvod HaShoftim, where he persecuted Klal Yisrael. Umashimo, what's his real name? Lavan Arami Shemo, his name is Lavan Arami. Ksiv ben Ba'ar, Ksiv beno Ba'ar. Now, on the one hand, it calls Bilam the son of Ba'ar, on the other hand, it says his son's name was Ba'ar. So which is it? I don't know why we can't say it was both. Right? Why is it impossible that a later generation was named after an earlier generation, unless you say this was at a point in history where they didn't do that yet, right? At a certain point in history, we clearly went from making up names as children were born based on circumstances or based on qualities that the child already expressed or whatever it might be, or hopes for the child, to just taking old names, as the Medrash says, that once we lost that Ruach HaKodesh of being able to pick a proper name, so we went with names that have already been in use. So that's our minhag now. So it could be because it was too early in history for a grandchild to be named after a grandfather, so we're asking, how's it possible? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Aviv Benohu Lo Benavius. No, it's his father's name, but his father is referred to as his son, because his father was like a son to him in Nevius. He wasn't anywhere near what Bilam was in Nevius. I don't know what that means, that he was Beno ben Nevius. He wasn't just Beno. He wasn't a Navi. He wasn't one of the Neviim listed as the Neviei Umas HaOlam, right? Bilam hu below us la'alma da'asi ha'achrini asu. Bilam did not come into Olam Haba, our Mishnah implies. Sounds like other Rishayim do make it to Olam Haba. Other Rishay Umas HaOlam sounds like do make it to Olam Haba. It just wasn't Bilam didn't make it. So Masisin Mani Rabbi Yeshua here. Our Mishnah must be assuming like Rabbi Yeshua. D'tanya Blaz Rama Yeshua Rishayim L'Sha'olah Kol Goyim Shechei Elokim. That the Rishayim will return to Gehenim, all the Goyim who forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, how do we darshan in these two phrases? Are they two separate people? Two separate groups? Or is it the same group? Yeshuv Rasham L'Sha'ole Elu Poshe Yisrael, Kol Gaim Sheikh Elkim, Elu Poshe Avdechav, Divrei Blazer. Blazer understands they're two separate groups. One referring to the bad people in Klal Yisrael, one referring to the Poshim of the Avdechavim. Amlo Rabbi Shua V'chinemar V'chol Gaim, not with the Vez, it should be with the Vav, right? That's what it's changed to on the side. Does it say, and all Gaim? Right? It doesn't say it as two groups of people with an and to show that they're two separate groups. Sounds like it's descriptive of the first phrase. Eli Yeshuv Rishayim L'Sha'olam Maninhu. Who are the Rishayim that are going to return to Gehenim? Kol Gayim Shchech Elukim. All of those who forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that says that typically who's going to lose out in the Chelek and Olam Haba, it's the people who are Shechei Chelekim, but not all Gayim are not going to have a Chelek and Olam Haba. Most of them will have a Chelek and Olam Haba. Va'afos HaRasha Nasan Simen Ba'atzmo. This Rasha, Bilam, made a simen on himself to say that he's not going to have a Chelek and Olam Haba. Amar Tomos Nafshi Mos Yisharim. He says, I want to die the death of Yisharim. Im Tomos Nafshi Mos Yisharim Teach Risi Kamahum. And that what he meant to say by that is, if I die like the Yesharim, Yesharim refers to the Avos, then let my end be like them. Then I should be Zocha Tolam Abavim Lav, but if I'm not a Yashar by my death like the Avos, then I'll go with the rest of my nation, I'll go to Gehenim. So he already proclaimed about himself where he was headed. The Nitziv in his Psichot Sefer Bereishis, we'll try to summarize very quickly, plays on this theme of the Avos being called Yesharim and Bilam davening to be like the Avos, that I want to die the death of the Avos. So the Nitziv points out, the Medrash refers to Sefer Bereishis as the Sefer HaYashar. So he says, what's Pshat? Why Sefer HaYashar? So he points out several kashas. Bilam was mispalel that he should be like Yesharim. Why does he refer to the Avos as Yesharim, not Tzadikim, Chasidim, something like that? Right? Why would he dafka daven for that end and refer to the Avos dafka as Yesharim? So he says that the Nitziv explains that the idea of Yashar is based on the pasuk in Shiras HaZinu, Hatzor Tam Palo Tzadik Fi Yasharhu. That it's the shevach of Yashar is for someone who's matzdik din HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is part of the tziduk hadin we do with the Chorban Bayesheni, with the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. What happened to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? People were learning tons of Torah, and they were very religious, but they weren't Yasharim. They didn't like each other. There was tremendous sinas chinam. They weren't kind to each other. They weren't interested in the well-being of others. And that's a lack of yashrus. So tzidik adin in the second bayis, therefore, has the phrase tzadik fi yashar, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yashar, and therefore a God doesn't want tzadikim like these, like the tzadikim that aren't interested in the welfare of other people. So when Bilam is experiencing nevuah, right? So he's not going to be jealous that the Avos were tzadikim and chasidim, because what did it get them? It got them nevuah, he's got nevuah too. What he's jealous of is Yesharim, the fact that they were Yesharim, the fact that they cared about other people. Because as he's experiencing nevuah, what's he trying to do with that power? He's trying to hurt other people with that power. So that's the Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharman. He said that's why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar, because throughout the Sefer, you have these Avos being so concerned about people who really they shouldn't be concerned about. Avram's worried about Sodom? What does he care about Sodom for? Let them die. But no, he's an Avamon Bayim. He's interested in Sodom. The way Yaakov acted toward Lavan, who at every turn tried to throw him under the bus and tried to destroy him, and still Yaakov was such a mensch toward Lavan, that's a Yashar. The whole book is about Yesharim. That's why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yesharim, and that's how it relates to Bilam. That's how the Nitziv understands. Classic essay of the Nitziv. Vayelch Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midian. The Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midian went. Tanim Midian and Moav lo hayelam shalom el. Midian and Moav never had shalom. They never got along with each other. Mashal shnei kalavim shayubei. Derva yitzu huven zelazeh. It's like two dogs that were held together and they would always fight with each other. Baza eval echad. And then a wolf comes to attack one of the dogs. Amra echad. So the other dog says, Imeini ozra hayom hargoso. Hayom hargoso lemachar ba'olai. If I don't help my enemy, the dog, who's being attacked by the wolf, so today the wolf is going to kill that dog, but guess what? Tomorrow the wolf's going to be hungry again and he's going to want lunch. And then he's going to come after me. So So they team up and they kill the wolf. That the weasel and the cat make a whole feast. They make a party from the fat of their victim. Meaning the weasel and the cat don't normally get along, but if someone's attacking them, so that's one of the ways that we have peace. Sometimes we only create peace between nations because of a common interest, because of a common enemy. Someone is attacking us together, so that brings us together sometimes. Vayeshu Sari Moav in Bilam. The Sari Moav sat with Bilam. The Sari Midian Leichanazel. But wait a second. The Sari Midian and the Sari Moav approached Bilam. Why are only the Sari Moav now sitting with Bilam? Kivan Da'amr Lehu Linu Po Alayla Vashvelsi Eschem Davar. Once Bilam said, you know what? Stay here overnight. I'll respond to you. I need to ask God. I need to get that my directions from the Ribbono Shel Olam before I do anything. So Amru, so the Sari Midian said, if he's going to consult with God, we have no chance, because is there ever a father who hates his own son? Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's consulting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no chance here anyway, so they abandoned that mission. Amar Rav Nachman, Chutzpah Afilu Klapei Shemayim Mahani. Rav Nachman says, you see from the story of Bilam, that Chutzpah, even with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, works sometimes. Because first God says, don't go with them. But when Bilam continues to press, so God says, okay, go with them. Amar Rav Sheshes Chutzpah Malchusa Belo Tagehi. Chutzpah is a kingship without a crown. Dichsev Vanoche Yom Rachum Shuach Melech VaAnoshim HaEila Bnei Tzruya Kashim Imeni. That David HaMelech says, you know what? The only reason I have any authority over anybody is because of my Malchus. But otherwise, these other people are just as strong as I am. Meaning, it's only the Meshichas HaMalchus that separates me, that makes me different. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So, meaning, what does that mean to say? Those who are mechutzav to David HaMelech, they're like kings also. They just don't have a crown. They're just not Mashuach, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chiga baragla achas haya. Bilam was crippled in one leg. Shenem Ravayelech Shefi. It says Vayelech Shefi. Shimshon b'shtei raglov. Shimshon was crippled in both legs. Shenem Rashfifon alei orach. Like slithering on the ground. Someone who doesn't have legs, so he has to slither along the ground. Hanoshech ikve sus, who bites the heels of the horse, meaning because he's slithering on the ground. Bilam suma bachas me'enav haya. Bilam was blind in one eye. Shenem Rashasum ha'ayin. Right? It says he was Shasum ha'ayin. Kosein ba'amaso haya, and he would do sorcery with his male aver. Ksifacha nofel gloyinayim, ksifasam vinei haman nofel alamita. Lashem nofel apparently means trying to do something with the sexual organ, because haman nofel alamita was haman trying to apparently assault Esther, right? That's why when Haman was nofel alamita, pasuk continues that Achashverosh came in the room and said, "Hagam lichbosh asamalka imi bebayis." Well, you're trying to go and take the queen while I'm right here in front of you. So that's the lush of nefila, being using the sexual organ. Itmar Marzutra Amar Kosei b'Masohaya. Marzutra says that he did sorcery with his ama. Marbrid Ravina Amar Shabal asono, that he had bia with his donkey. Mandi Amar Kosei b'Masohaya Kedarman, the one who says that he did sorcery with his aver. So that's like we just explained. The man diyam rabal asonu haya, and the one that says that he had bia with his donkey, ksif hacha, it says over here, kara shachav, uksif hasam, bein ragleha, kara nafal shachav. So since Bilam, it says about Bilam, kara shachav, the Gra points out the little problem is that it doesn't really say that about Bilam. That's what Bilam said about Klal Yisrael. So he says, you got to change the words here. But somehow the Gemara is associated with Bilam, the phrase, kara shachav, and it also says, bein ragleha, kara nafal shachav. So you see that that's a reference to Bilam sleeping with his donkey. V'yodea das elyon. Bilam knew the das elyon. Hasha das b'em to la'aviyad. The das elyon ha'aviyadah. So that's the Gemara. Bilam didn't even know the das of his own behema. You're going to say he knew the das elyon. He knew the das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So my das b'em to. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Let's try to clarify both of those phrases. That he didn't know the das of his behemoth, what does that mean? And what does it mean that he did know the das elyon? So what's das behemto first? Da amri lei, my time lo rochav to susya. Because, you know, they hired Bilam, who was supposed to be this amazing Navi who's going to have the ability to curse, and he comes in riding on a donkey. And they say, what are you riding on a donkey for? Shouldn't such a prominent person be riding on a handsome steed, you know, on a horse and some... So what are you riding on a donkey for? Amaluhu shadayluhu beretiva. He says, oh yeah, my horse is in the shop. The horse, it's in the marshlands. It's grazing right now. My other car's a Cadillac, right? So Amalei, so the donkey then opens its mouth and says, hello Anochi Asoncha. I'm your donkey. It's right when someone tries to lie and they have their kid with them. You know, so what are you talking about, right? I'm your donkey. Leti'ina ba'alma. So Bilam says, yeah, this is my donkey. I use it, but I only use it to schlep packages for me, to bring groceries. Normally I drive my Cadillac. I drive the Hyundai for groceries. Asher chafta alai. Donkey says, no, you always ride on me for everything, even when you're looking for honor. Akrei ba'alma. He says, yeah, well, once in a while on weekends, you know, I'll ride this donkey. So me'on chada yom azeh. Donkey says, no, not true. You always ride on me. I'm your number one animal. Mode of transportation. Then donkey continues and says, not only that, you sleep with me at night. So how could you do this? You treat me like a wife at night. And that, so that's the das behemta that lo haviyada. He couldn't even respond to his own animal. You see that haskenus kanti relates to sexual relations, because it says vatilo sokenes in relation to Avishak Hashunamis and David. Elamai v'yodea das elyon. So what does v'yodea das elyon mean? So, I mean, now that we know what it means that he doesn't know das behemto. So, what does it mean that he does know das elyon? He knows how to figure out the exact moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. And that's what the Navi says to Chal Yisrael. That you should remember what Eitza Balak Melech Moav had and what Bilam ben Ba'ar answered him from what happened between Shittim and Gilgal, the Mandas Tzidkos Hashem. If you really want to appreciate the righteousness of Hashem, just remember that whole story. What does it mean to know the righteousness of Hashem? You should know what kind of tzidkus that was that Kadosh Baruch Hu had, that he didn't get angry throughout all those days that Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael. Had there been that moment that I got angry during all those days, there would be no remnant left of Klal Yisrael. Meaning Bilam's talent was to recognize the moment of God's anger and you take advantage of that and use that to curse Klal Yisrael. So had God gotten angry at any moment, Bilam would have recognized it and taken advantage of it. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Dav Zayin, says that the moment of God's anger lasts, I forgot the exact number, like 1/886th or something of an hour, like a very, very short period of time. It lasts like a second or two. So that's what the Tosus over there asks. What could he curse already in a second? What could he say in a half a second? How could he curse Klal Yisrael? So it's interesting. Tosaf, there's two answers. Tosaf says, well, he could have said, Chalein, wipe him out. That would have been, that's all he needs to say. And that would have been enough of a curse. But then Tosaf says, second answer. Tosaf says, no, he wouldn't have to say the whole curse within that one moment. All he has to do is start the curse within that moment. As long as he starts the curse within that moment, even if he finishes it 5 minutes later, everything goes basa da haschala. And that's what some poskim wanted to say. The Kazhik Lover Gon and the Chuvas Eretz Tzvi wanted a taina that based on that, you could say that that holds true for other areas of halacha as well. That anything that you have a requirement to do within a certain zman, as long as you start it within that zman, it's okay. And that's what he wants to taina, that if you start mincha before shkia, that's good enough. You don't need to finish milcha before shkia, even if you start milcha before shkia. La halacha, we don't paskin that way. But that's what he wants to taina as a raya from Tosos. Right? It assumes like that answer tells not the other answer Tosos. Kazhik Glover wants to taina also Sudas Purim. Right? The mitzvah of Suda is only during the day. He wants to be miyashiv. Why the minhag apparently was in his day. People would deliver shalach manos on Shushan Purim, Matzai Purim, the night after Purim was over. He said, how could you deliver mishalach manos after Purim was over? So he said, you just got to put two and two together. Mishalach manos, the purpose of the mitzvah Trumas Deshan says, is to provide some of the Suda. The mitzvah of Suda is supposed to be done during the day. But if you have this Tosos, you say as long as you start during the day, you're good enough. You don't have to finish during the day. So it's still called Sudas Purim as long as it started during the day, even if it's extending hours into the night. And as long as you're still giving it while people are having the Suda, so then that's okay. Then that's part of the mitzvah. That's what he wants to. And there are a few more pieces of the puzzle over there that he puts it together with the rush about buying Sfarim, being a key mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But that's a little bit of a stretch. Okay, but we'll leave it at that for now. Hainu de Karmelei Bilam LeBalak. That's what Bilam says to Balak. Ma'ekov lo kavakel. How can I curse? God isn't cursing. Then we add into the gears over here. Ma'ezom lo zam Hashem. Lamit shekol osam ayamim lo zam Hashem. You see that throughout that entire time period, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't experience his zam. Kel zoim b'chol yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Kama zaymo. How long is his zam? Rega. It's a rega. Shenemar ki rega b'apo chayim b'ritzono. Iba yisema. Lech ami v'abacha derech. Go, my nation, into your rooms. Sagor d'laseich b'adech. Close your doors behind you. Chavi kemat rega ad yavar zam. Hide for a moment till the zam passes. So you see from there that the zam is only a rega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gets angry for a very brief moment. Emas ratach, when is that moment that he gets angry? Bitlas shay kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, ki chavra karbalta de tarnagolo, when the comb of the rooster whitens, that's the moment of God's anger. So frakli mara kol shayte v'shayte nami chivra, it's always white. What do you mean when it whitens? It's always white. So answer mara kol shayte v'shayte ispe sriki sumke. Every other moment it has red streaks in it. Tayi shayte lespe sriki sumke. That moment it doesn't have any red streaks in it. Ha'u mina dav b'shavusi dar b'shoban levi dava kamet sarile. There was a min in Apikoris, in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shubin Levi, who used to always cause him trouble. So Yomuchad Nakatarnu Galta. So one day Rabbi Shubin Levi says, you know what, I'm going to get my revenge. He took a rooster, Va'asale Bikare, he tied it by its feet, Va'osav, and he sat there staring at it. And he was waiting for the red streaks to go away. And he figured, Amar Kimata Ushaita, when that moment comes of that rega of God's anger, Ilatye, I'm going to curse this guy, that will be the end of him, he's never going to bother me again. So he figured that would be a great way to get rid of his enemies. Kimata Ushaita Nimnim. And then the moment came and he fell asleep. He missed it. He missed the moment of Zam. Amar, he says, why did that happen? It must be that this isn't the nice thing to do. It's not a mental thing to do, even to your enemies. It's not good for a tzaddik to be meeting out punishments on people. Even on a min, it's not appropriate. When the sun shines and the kings go out and they put their crowns on their heads and they bow to the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately gets angry. That's the moment of God's anger. We continue to dash in the Pesukim about Bilam. Bilam wakes up in the morning and he saddles his donkey. Ava, love, has the ability to be mevatel, the normal derech eretz of someone being in a prominent position who shouldn't do menial tasks typically. But when you love something, it doesn't matter. You go and you do menial tasks when you love somebody. May Avram dechsev vayashkem Avram boker. We see that by Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu vayashkem Avram boker. He shouldn't be the one that's getting his animals ready. He has plenty of servants to do that, but he was so excited to show his love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a girsa problem in Rashi over here, right? Rashi says, Sha'ahav HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avram Bitla Shur Shal Gedula Shechavashu Ba'atzmo. It should be Sha'ahav Avram es Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's what it's really trying to say. Sinah Mevatel Shur Shal Gedula, and Sinah also. When someone hates somebody, they'll do anything, even if it's beneath their dignity. Bilam, we see that from Bilam. Shnemer Vayakam Bilam Baboker Vayachvosh es Asono. Bilam gets his donkey ready to go. He could have had someone else do it for him, but he hated Klal Yisrael so much, he was so eager to do it himself. Amar Rav Yudom Rav Liol Miyasakon Tar Mitzvah Person should always be involved in Torah mitzvahs, even if it's shalol lishma, because he's doing it shalol lishma, ultimately it will come to a sense of lishma. Ayein Avnei Nezer in the Hakadama to the Eglei Tal, he has a major essay on this topic. There's also the major comment that the Rambam doesn't say Torah mitzvahs, right? The Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? I think he says only mitzvahs in that Torah. Shebischar arba'im mishtayim karbanos shi, or the other way around, I don't remember. Shebischar arba'im mishtayim karbanos sheikrav Balak zachav yatzim men rus. Because in the schar of the 42 karbanos that Balak was makriv, rus, he was zochah that rus descended from him. So they, even though that was lo lishma, it was obviously he was bringing makriv those karbanos to be able to curse Klal Yisrael, still he was zochah to a tremendous reward. Amar Rav Yosef bar Huna, rus bito shel Eglon ben menos shel Balak melech Moav ha'isa. Rus was the daughter of King Eglon, right? Eglon was the one who was killed by Ehud, the left-handed warrior who was able to get into his chambers because he was a lefty and he had his knife on his right side. Apparently the security wasn't very strong. They only checked one side. But anyway, so that was that fat King Eglon, who we do learn some Musa from, right? He's the one that stood up when he was told, look, I have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up and we learned to stand for Kaddish, Mishnah Berurah says, from that. But anyway, so Rus was descended from him. Amalei Rav Lerav Bar Mari, Ksiv, Yitev Elokim Hashem Shlomo Mishimcha, V'Yigadol Kiso Mikisacha, that the servants of David came and gave David a bracha that Shlomo should rise to greater heights than David ever rose to. So, Orach Harel Memele and the Malkachi, is that the right thing to say to a king? That your son should be a greater king than you are? Is that Derech Eretz? Armele Me'ein Kamele. No, they were saying it should be like him, not really better. Dilote Me'achi, because if you don't say that it's just Me'ein, Tavarach Minashim Ya'el Eshes Chever Akeni, Minashim Ba'al Tavarach, that we say Ya'el should have a greater bracha than the Nashim Ba'ohel. Nashim Ba'al Maninu. Who are these Nashim Ba'ohel? Rivka, Rachel, Valeya. These are our imahos. Aruch Aron LeMeimer Alchi. Should you say that Yael? She did a great thing, right? She saved Klal Yisrael in the war. But still, is that the right thing to do? To say that she should be blessed for killing Sisera more than the imahos? It's an expression. So here also we're using it as an expression that it should be similar to, but not literally that she's greater than the imahos. Okay, we'll pick up from Upliga Rabbi Yossi tomorrow.